I'm going to finish up this long series I've been preaching on.
Ma lõpetan tänasega selle pika seeria, mida millest ma olen jutlustanud.
Which is the promise of God.
Mis on Jumala lubadus.
That Zachariah
mida Sakarias
was like sort of prophesying or reminding everybody of.
Nii-öelda profeteeris või kõigile meenutas.
Which is when John the Baptist was born.
See oli see, kui Ristija Johannes sündis.
You know, he just realized.
Ta taipas.
And saw in the eye of his spirit.
Ja nägi oma vaimu silmas.
That all of these promises of God are getting fulfilled.
Et kõik need Jumala lubadused lähevad täide.
And it's just like shouts out this worship.
Ja siis ta hüüab seda nagu ülistuses välja.
And you know, he says, you swore to Abraham our father.
Ja ta ütleb, et sa lubasid Abrahamile meie isale.
Realizing that all of these promises are happening now.
Taibates, et kõik need lubadused juhtuvad just praegu.
You know, you promised to him.
Sa lubasid talle.
That to grant us, to let us live free of fear.
Lubas meil elada hirmust vabana.
Saved from the hands of our enemies.
Päästetud vaenlase kätest.
To serve him.
Teenida teda
in holiness
pühaduses
and in justice
ja õigeks mõistetuses
and all the days of our life
elupäevade lõpuni
so and the last bit
ja viimane
he said in your presence
that's sinu ligiolus
we can do all of these things in your presence
me võime kõike seda teha sinu ligiolus
it's not something that we do apart from you
see ei ole midagi mida me teeme jumalast eemal olles
something that you have left us to get on with
Mitte midagi sellist, mida Jumal jättis meid nagu tegema.
But it's something that we can do with him.
Vaid midagi, mida me teeme koos temaga.
All of these things that we can live out.
Kõik need asjad, mida me saame endast välja elada.
We can, you know, give to the Lord in this life.
Me võime selles elus Jumalale anda.
All the things that he promised
kõik asjad,
to his people.
Kõik asjad, mida ta oma rahvale lubas.
All of these things are accomplished in his presence.
Kõik need asjad saavad ellu viidud tema ligiolus.
So that was a promise.
See oli Jumala lubadus.
And Zachariah realized.
Ja Zacharias sai aru.
That it's getting fulfilled.
Et see läheb täide.
So this is true of your life right now.
See on ka sinu elukohta tõde praegu.
So let's pray.
Nii et palvetame.
Thank you Holy Spirit.
Tänu püha vaim.
We just pray that you would encourage us.
Me lihtsalt palvetame, et sa julgustaksid meid.
And you would bless us.
Ja õnnistaksid meid.
And you would speak to us.
Ja räägiksid meile.
So that we can be, you know, lifted up.
Et me saaksime üles tõstetud.
Closer to you.
Lähemale sulle.
And that we could sense your presence around us.
Et me tunneksime sinu ligiolu enda ümber.
So that we can go forward.
Et me saaksime minna edasi.
With full confidence in you and your love.
Täie kindlusega sinus ja sinu armastuses.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what we really need.
See on see, mida me tõeliselt vajame.
We need to know that he's with us.
Me peame teadma, et ta on meiega.
You need to believe it.
Sa pead uskuma seda.
Otherwise you're gonna be just shaking all your life.
Muidu sa lihtsalt saad elu poolt kuidagi värisema pandud.
You will every single step you take you are doubting yourself.
Muidu iga samm, mida sa astud, siis sa kõhkled ise endas.
It's like, Lord, where are you?
Et Jumal, kus sa oled?
The truth is he's with you.
Aga tõde on see, et on sinuga.
And he's guiding you every step of the way.
Ja ta juhib iga sinu samme.
It's beautiful these Christmas songs.
Ilusad jõululood.
It reminds us of what Jesus is.
Meenutavad meile, kes on Jeesus.
And one of the things he is.
Ja üks asi, kes ta on.
One of his names.
Üks tema nimesid.
Is Emmanuel.
On Emmanuel.
One of the names that was prophesied about him.
Üks neist nimedest, mida Jeesuse kohta profeteeriti.
Which means God is with us.
Mis tähendab seda, Jumal on meiega.
So it's perfect for this Christmas season, this message as well.
Nii et see sõnum on ka jõuluajaks ideaalne.
Because all these songs we sing about the angels.
Sest kõik need laulud, mida me inglite kohta laulame.
You know, you have to realize that something significant happened that moment that Jesus was born.
Sa pead mõistma, et midagi märkimisväärselt juhtus sellel hetkel, kui need inglid laulsid.
I mean, the whole heaven comes, let's check this thing out.
Kui kogu taevas tuleb, et lähme vaatame seda.
Let's see where this baby is.
Lähme vaatame, kus see baby on.
You know, they were excited.
Nad olid väga eleven.
So the Gloria in Excelsis Deo was loud.
Nii et see Gloria in Excelsis Deo oli väga valju lauldud.
Because something was happening.
Sest midagi juhtus.
God actually entered this world.
Jumal tuli siia maailma.
In a physical form.
Füüsilises
So now he really was with us. Now he really was with us.
Nüüd oli ta tõesti meiega.
He was there, we could touch him.
Ta oli seal ja me võisime teda puudutada.
His flesh was there.
Tema liha oli seal.
But his love and his compassion was there as well.
Aga tema armastus ja kaastunne oli ka seal.
He wasn't like a remote god anymore.
Ta ei olnud enam mingi kauge jumal.
But he was there.
Aga ta oli seal samas.
And we know Jesus is in our life like this now.
Ja me teame, et Jeesus on ka praegu sel hetkel meie elus.
Which is very important to
realize. Mis on väga oluline aru saada.
But the funniest thing about this all is.
Aga kõige naljakam asi seal kõige juures on.
The words that Jesus said.
On sõnad, mida Jeesus ütles.
When he was about to leave.
Kui ta oli lahkumas.
He said this.
Ta ütles seda.
In it's in John chapter 16.
Johannes 16.
Let's read from the verse 4, second half of 4, it says this.
Salm 4, teine pool.
It says, I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you.
Seda ma ei öelnud teile kohe alguses, sest ma olin koos teiega.
You know, God is with us, isn't he?
Jumal on ju meiega, kas pole?
You know, he was with us.
Ta oli meiega.
And but verse 5, but now I am going to him who sent me.
Aga nüüd ma lähen tema juurde, kes on minu saatnud.
And none of you asks me, where are you going?
Ja keegi teist ei küsi minult, kuhu sa lähed.
But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
Kuid et ma seda teile olen rääkinud, siis on kurbus täitnud teie südame.
He's telling them, you know, about the cross and that he needs to leave.
Ta räägib neile ristist ja et ta peab lahkuma.
But then this really awesome verse.
Aga siis see võimas kirjakoht.
The words of Jesus.
Jeesuse sõnad.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away.
Kuid ma ütlen teile tõtt, teile on parem, et ma lahkun.
For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you.
Sest kui ma ei lahkuks, ei tuleks lohutaja teie juurde.
But if I go,
aga kui ma ära lähen,
I will send him to you.
Siis ma saadan tema teie juurde.
But if I go, I will send him to you.
Aga kui ma lähen, siis ma saadan ta teie juurde.
You know, Jesus was God with us in a physical form.
Jeesus oli Jumal meiega füüsilisel kujul.
But the Holy Spirit.
Aga püha vaim.
He's the one we actually really need right now.
On see, keda me tõeliselt praegu vajame.
He's like God with us, within us.
Püha vaim on nagu Jumal meie sees, meiega koos.
This is what we desperately need.
Seda me vajame hädasti.
This is like what he actually came to accomplish for us.
Seda tuli ta tegelikult meie jaoks tegema.
Because we were not worthy to receive the Holy Spirit.
Sest me ei olnud kõlblikud püha vaimu vastu võtma.
You know, there was not a single ray of light in our hearts.
Meie südametes ei olnud ühtegi valguskiirt.
Like we heard today.
Nagu me täna kuulsime.
But because God was willing to forgive us.
Aga kuna Jumal oli valmis meile andestama.
Even for crucifying his son on the cross.
Isegi kuigi risti lüües oma enda poja risti peal.
His death.
Tema surm.
It became our cleansing.
Tema surm sai meie puhastuseks.
And because we were sanctified through him.
Ja kuna meid mõisteti õigeks läbi tema.
Now the Holy Spirit can come.
Nüüd püha vaim sai tulla.
Which is far more important.
Mis on palju olulisem.
Than just touching Jesus in a physical form.
Kui puudutada Jeesust tema füüsilisel kujul.
Because we can't do that anymore.
Sest meie ei saa seda enam teha.
But we can do the other thing.
Aga me saame seda teist asja teha.
Imagine there is like a village somewhere up in the mountain.
Kujutle ühte küla kõrgel mäe otsas.
And a big storm comes.
Ja or something. Suur torm tuleb. And
all of their lives are in danger.
Kõikide nende külaelanike elud on ohus.
And this one man.
Ja siis üks mees.
He decides I'm going to go and help them.
Otsustab, et ta läheb ja aitab neid.
Maybe he's sent. Who knows? Maybe he's sent to them.
Võib-olla ta on saadetud nende juurde.
But he realizes they need, you know, they need heat.
Aga nad taipavad, et nad vajavad kütet.
Maybe some light or something.
Võib-olla mingit valgust või midagi.
Some other things.
Muid asju.
So he starts to carry a cable to them.
Siis ta hakkab kaablit nende juurde vedama.
Üles. Maybe they need electricity.
Äkki nad vajavad elektrit.
So he climbs with this cable.
Siis ta ronib seal oma kaabliga niimoodi kerib lahti.
And you know, he gets all these massive rolls on his back.
Ja tal on need rasked kaablirullid seljas.
You know, a long journey.
Pikk teekond.
So he goes to this village.
Siis ta läheb sinna külla.
And he's got all these lights and heaters with him.
Ja tal on kõik need valgustid ja küte asjad kaasas.
Maybe he's Santa Claus.
Võib-olla ta on jõuluvana.
With a big sleigh.
Suure saanik.
And lots of presents for everybody.
Palju kinke seal kõigi.
You know, but he goes there.
Aga ta läheb sinna.
And he tells them about this.
Ja räägib neile.
Says this cable.
ütleb, et see kaabel.
There is power in it.
Selles on nagu elektor, vägi.
You know, this can make your house is warm.
See võib teha teie majad soojaks.
It can bring light.
See võib tuua valgust.
It can put all these machines to work.
See võib kõik teie need masinad tööle panna.
And you, you know, everything you need, you can get it from this cable.
Kõik, mida te vajate, te võite sellest kaablist saada.
And it tells them about how these things works.
Ja räägib neile, kuidas asjad töötavad.
And it connects it all up.
Ühendab kõik need seadmed tööle.
And he, you know, helps them to realize how it works.
Aitab neile aru saada, kuidas need asjad
But
töötavad.
But then he says to them.
Ja siis ta ütleb neile.
Listen, I need to go back.
Et kuulge, ma pean tagasi minema.
Because I need to switch it on the other end.
Sest ma pean seal teisel pool selle nüüd sisse lülitama.
Otherwise it's not gonna work.
Muidu see ei tööta.
You know, and so he goes back.
Siis ta läheb tagasi.
And you have to understand these people, they are in a dilemma now.
Ja kujutle neid külaelanike, nad on nagu dilemma ees nüüd.
You know, they could say, oh, look at this guy.
Nad võiksid öelda, et vaadake seda meest.
Oh, he climbed all this way up here.
Ta ronis kogu selle teekonna siia üles.
With these heavy things.
Need rasked asjadega.
And you could just like, you know, be so excited about what he did.
Nad on nagu nii elevil sellest, mida see mees tegi.
Or who he was.
Või kes ta oli.
That they forget about why he came.
Et nad peaaegu nagu selle käigus unustavad, miks ta üldse tuli.
You know, and you can even doubt him.
Sa võid isegi kahelda selles mehes.
He's gone now. Now he's gone.
Ah, nüüd ta on läinud.
You know, it was impressive.
See oli küll muljat avaldav.
When is this light gonna come on then?
Aga millal siis see valgus nüüd tuleb?
But you realize it's important that he goes back.
Aga sa saad aru, et see on oluline, et ta läheb tagasi.
Because otherwise he can never switch it on.
Sest muidu ta ei saa kunagi seda lülitada tööle.
He needed to prepare this place.
Ta pidi selle koha kõigepealt ette valmistama.
He needed to tell them.
Ta pidi neile ütlema.
How to handle this power.
Kuidas selle väega toime tulla.
How it can actually come to you.
Kuidas see saab tõeliselt nende juurde tulla.
So that he can go and switch it on.
Nii et ta saaks minna ja seesva sisse lülitada.
Jesus said, I'm gonna go back.
Jeesus ütles, et ma lähen tagasi.
And I'm gonna send you my Holy Spirit.
Ja ma saadan oma püha vaimu.
I'm gonna go back.
Ma lähen tagasi.
I'm gonna flip the switch.
Ma lülitan seda lülitit.
Then you know, in 10 days time.
See tead, et 10 päeva pärast.
I'm gonna flip the switch.
Ma vajutan lülitit.
So whoever wants.
Siis kes iganes tahab.
Those switches in your wall are gonna work.
Need lülitit sinu seinal, need hakkavad tööle.
You know, that's it.
See ongi kõik.
If you want the light,
kui sa tahad valgust,
you gotta trust in him,
siis sa pead teda usaldama.
That is actually gonna switch it on.
Et ta tõesti läheb ja lülitab selle tööle.
And that's what Jesus promised for you.
Seda Jeesus lubas.
He said, I'm gonna go back.
Ta ütles, ma lähen tagasi.
So that now when you flip the switch,
et nüüd, kui sa lülitad seda lülitit,
there's gonna be light.
Siis valgus tuleb.
There's gonna be power in your life.
Seal saab olema vägi sinu elus.
Everything you need is gonna be there.
Kõik, mida sa vajad, saab seal olema.
It's gonna be there.
See saab seal olema.
The supernatural world.
Üle loomulik maailm.
It's gonna be in your life.
Saab olema sinu elus.
If you're willing to receive it.
Kui sa tahad seda vastu võtta.
This is God with us.
See on Jumal meiega.
This is God with us, really with us.
See on tõesti see, et Jumal on tõesti meiega.
So, do you need more of him?
Kas sa vajad teda rohkem?
Do you need more of this Holy Spirit?
Kas sa vajad püha vaimu rohkem?
This is what Jesus was fighting for.
Selle eest Jeesus võitles.
That you could be accepted by God.
Et sa oleksid Jumala poolt vastu võetud.
And you could be cleansed.
Ja puhastatud.
It's no you know, no benefit to you.
See ei ole sulle mingi kasu.
If you talk about this guy who came and brought you the electricity.
Kui sa lihtsalt räägid sellest meest, kes käis, tõi sulle elektri.
And you really love him.
Ja sa tõesti armastad seda meest.
And you're thankful for him.
Ja sa oled talle tänulik.
If you never use what he gave you.
Kui sa ei kasuta kunagi seda, mida ta sulle tõi.
Of course you'll go to heaven.
Muidugi sa lähed taevasse.
If you put your trust in Jesus, you're gonna be going to heaven.
Kui sa usaldad Jeesus, siis sa lähed taevasse.
But what about the benefit?
Aga mis on siis sellest kasust?
What about the advantage he gave us?
See eelis, mida ta meile andis.
He said it's for your advantage.
Ta ütles, et see on sinu hüvanguks.
This is what he wants you to have.
Seda ta tahab, et sa võtaksid vastu.
He wants you to be able, everywhere you are, to have an advantage.
Ta tahab, et sul alati oleks see hüve.
So are you plugged in today?
Et kas sa oled täna sisse lülitatud?
We need to be plugged in.
Me peame olema sisse lülitatud.
Let's make sure this Christmas we just really plug ourselves in.
Vaatame, et me sellel jõuluajal tõesti oleksime sisse lülitatud.
Remember why he came.
Me mäletaksime, miks ta tuli.
We cannot do it without the help of the Holy Spirit.
Me ei saa seda ilma püha vaimuta teha.
We cannot, you know, finish the race.
Me ei saa seda võidu jooksul lõpetada.
With our heads high.
Oides oma pead püsti.
And the peace in our heart.
Ja rahu südames.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Ilma püha vaimuta.
So we need him.
Me vajame teda.
So Lord, help us.
Nii et Jumal aita meid.
Send us your Holy Spirit.
Saada meile oma püha vaimu.
We're desperate for it.
Me hädasti vajame seda.
And we just open our hearts.
Me avame oma südamed.
And we let you in.
Ja me laseme su sisse.
And we need this power.
Me vajame seda väge.
Because, you know, in our own strength.
Sest oma jõust.
Nothing works.
Ei toimi miski.
And there is a big storm.
Suur torm on väljas.
We need you to survive.
Me vajame, et sa aitaksid meil ellu jääda.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting as well.
Ja see on huvitav.
Well, God wants to be with his people all the time.
Jumal tahab kogu aeg olla oma inimestega.
And he's been throughout the Old Testament as well.
Ja ta on kogu aeg olnud seda, läbi kogu Vana Testamentiga.
And, you know, when the Israelites, they were going through the desert.
Kui israelased läksid läbi kõrbe.
The Sinai desert and...
Läbi Siinai kõrbe.
They had the light pillar, or the pillar of fire in the night and...
Nadal oli see täht seal tulesammas kõrbes öösel.
And a big cloud of smoke in the daytime.
Ja suitsusammas päeva ajal.
And they were following it.
Ja nad järgnesid sellele.
You know, in the desert.
Kõrbes.
Imagine this.
Kujutla seda.
Just sand.
Lihtsalt kõrb. Liiv. Ja kuumus.
2 million people.
2 miljonit inimest.
Lots of problems. Lots of problems.
Palju probleeme.
What do we eat?
Mida me sööme?
What do we drink?
Mida me joome?
No, all these things.
Kõik need asjad.
But was God with them?
Aga kas Jumal oli nendega?
Yes, he was.
Jah, ta oli.
And we never know.
Ja me ei iial teada.
Why some things are happening?
Miks mõned asjad juhtuvad?
Why sometimes things feel so hopeless?
Miks mõnikord asjad tunduvad nii lootusetud?
Or we're in a really scary situation?
Või et miks me oleme tõeliselt hirmutavas olukorras?
Until we see God's purpose in it.
Kuni me näeme Jumala eesmärki selles.
But sometimes God.
Ja mõnikord Jumal.
He just lets us keep going.
Laseb meil edasi minna.
For long time.
Pikka aega.
Before he reveals his purpose.
Enne kui ta oma eesmärki ilmutab.
In Narnia there's this awesome story.
Narnias põnevas loos.
In this you know the book called Horse and His Boy.
Raamat mille nimi on Hobune ja tema poiss.
And you know this boy and the horse.
See poiss ja see hobune.
They escape.
Nad põgenevad.
Because they were owned by this slaver man.
Sest nad olid selle orja peremehe omad.
So they escape.
Siis nad põgenevad.
Run away.
Põgenevad.
Horse is strong.
Hobune on tugev.
And they escape in the night.
Nad põgenevad öösel.
But there's this one moment.
Aga ühel hetkel.
They realize that there is a lion chasing them.
Ühel hetkel nad saavad aru, et lõvi jälitab neid.
First they hear the roar.
Kõigepealt nad kuulevad seda möiret.
And then they realize, and then obviously you speed up and realize it like somewhere in the dark there in the in you know between the trees.
Siis nad kiirendavad sammu ja nad saavad aru, et kusagil seal puude vahel.
They can hear the lion coming.
Ja siis nad kuulevad lõvi tulemas.
And then it feels like it's more than one lion, there's somebody on the other side as well.
Ja siis tundub, et need lõvisid on rohkem, et seal teisel pool on ka.
And there's the moonlight.
Ja seal on see kuu valgus.
It would be a perfect movie scene, wouldn't it?
Oleks päris hea filmisteen, kas pole. Seda ratsutab selle obusega.
Probably scared for your life.
Ilmselt nagu surma hirmus.
And then they see this other figure on a horse riding.
Siis nad näevad ühte teist kuju hobusel ratsutamas.
Also escaping.
Ka põgenemas.
And the lions are getting closer.
Ja lõvid jõuavad lähemale.
And they can't turn away from this horse.
Ja nad ei saa sellest hobusest mööda.
Because that would lead them to the path of the lion.
Sest siis nad oleksid lõvi tee peal ees.
So, you know, it just feels like they're getting closer and closer and closer to this other rider.
Tundub, et nad jõuavad järjest lähemale selle teisele ratsutajale.
Until finally they are going together.
Kuni lõpuks nad lähevad koos.
And you can see, you know, both of them realize they're running for lives, their
ja,
lives.
Ja saad aru, et nad mõlemad põgenevad oma elu eest.
Until they get up to the, out to this river or something and...
Kuni nad jõuavad sinna jõe äärde.
And you know, the lions leave.
Ja lõvid lahkuvad.
And then they start their conversation.
Siis nad hakkavad rääkima oma vahel.
And realize...
Ja saavad aru.
It was crucial that they meet.
Et oli väga oluline, et nad kohtusid.
And they both have information they need for the other person.
Ja neil on mõlemal info teisele, mida siis teine vajas.
And then later on in the story.
Ja hiljem selles loos.
Obviously they realize who the lion was.
Siis nad saavad aru, kes see lõvi oli.
You know, it was one single lion actually.
Tegelikult see oli üks lõvi.
Who tells them.
Ütleb neile.
That at that time.
Et selle ajal.
You know, I couldn't have reasoned with you.
Ma ei saanud teile öelda seda põhjust.
Well, this lion was Aslan.
See lõvi oli Aslan.
The picture of Jesus in this story.
Jeesuse kuju.
Important information.
Oluline info.
So like I couldn't reason with you.
Et ma ei saanud teile seda põhjust öelda.
I couldn't have revealed myself.
Ma ei saanud ennast ilmutada.
Because you weren't ready.
Sest te ei olnud valmis.
But I could lead you.
Aga ma võin teid juhtida.
To the place where you need to go.
Sinna kohta, kuhu me peame minema.
And even sometimes it's scary.
Kuigi mõnikord on see hirmus.
Even sometimes you feel like you're fighting for your life.
Kuigi mõnikord tundub, et sa võitled oma elu eest.
That those lions were actually close.
Et need lõvid olid tegelikult väga lähedal.
And if they had known this lion.
Ja kui nad oleksid seda lõvi tundnud.
They would have known that they were in the safest place they could possibly be.
Siis nad oleksid taibanud, et nad on kõige turvalisemas kohas, kus saaks üldse olla.
Just like those Israelites.
Täpselt nagu need Iisraellased.
And it's quite interesting.
Päris huvitav.
You know, they are in the Sinai desert.
Nad on seal Siinai kõrbes.
And there's 2 million people.
2 miljonit inimest.
And the army is chasing them, isn't it?
Ja see sõjavägi ajab neid taga.
When they realize that they're just escaping.
Kui nad saavad aru, et nad lihtsalt põgenevad.
And if you know a little bit about this location.
Kui sa tead midagi natukenegi sellest asukohast.
It's quite interesting. There is like this possible path where they went this whole nation through the desert.
Siis see koht, kust saab üldse sealt läbi minna seal kõrbes.
There's mountains.
Seal on mäed ümberringi.
Before the Red Sea.
Enne punast merd.
And the end bit of it.
Ja see lõpu osa enne merd.
There is like this little passageway or the valley.
Seal on nagu selline läbi pääsu koht.
That gets narrower and narrower and narrower.
Mis läheb järjest kitsamaks.
And the mountains are going, like the hills, rocks are going higher and higher.
Ja need kalju seinad lähevad järjest kõrgemaks.
So you must realize these people.
Siis saad aru nendest inimestest.
They are trying to, you know, run away or whatever they're doing from this army.
Ja et nad üritavad põgeneda selle armee eest.
And the path is getting narrower.
Ja see läbipääsu teelab järjest kitsamaks seal kaljude vahel.
The walls are getting higher.
Ja need kalju seinad järjest kõrgemaks.
And you know, the 2 million people trying to squeeze through.
Ja 2 miljonit inimest üritavad ennast sealt kitsast läbi pressida.
You know, and the road goes zigzag.
Ja see tee käib niimoodi sinka-vonka.
So they never have the clear path to see what's ahead.
Nii et neil ei ole ka selgelt ette näha, et kuhu see tee läheb.
It could be a dead end.
Et see võib olla meil tupik üldse.
But there's the big fire at least.
Aga vähemalt on üks tule sama sees.
So they keep going.
Nii et nad lähevad selle järgi.
Until.
Kuni.
They make the last turn.
Nad teevad viimase pöörde ümber nurga.
And there is a big opening.
Ja seal on see ava meri on näha.
But it's the sea.
Ja, seal on
so
meri,
it is
ja.
Like a dead end.
Nii et mingis mõttes see ongi tupik.
It is like mission impossible.
See ongi nagu võimatu missioon.
And you wonder why did this big fire pillar bring you here?
Ja nad mõtlevad, et miks see suur tulesammas neid sinna tõi üldse.
And this whole nation, you read they gather on this shore there.
Ja kõik see rahva hulk koguneb sinna mere kaldale
kokku. What are we going to do now, Lord?
Mida me nüüd teeme, Jumal?
But God is with them.
Aga Jumal on nendega.
Because at that moment,
sest sellel hetkel,
the fire goes behind them.
Läheb see tulesammas nende taha.
Have you read?
Oled sa lugend?
So the army can't actually touch them.
Nii et see sõjaväge ei saa neid tegelikult kätte.
The fire is with them.
Tuli on nendega.
And it's protecting them.
Ja kaitseb neid.
Until the purpose of God.
Kuni Jumala eesmärk.
Is revealed.
On avalikuks tulnud.
He wants to do something so crazy.
Ta tahab midagi nii uskumatut teha.
That all the nations that are in the promised land.
Et kõik need rahvad, kes seal tõotatud maal.
They're just going to be shaken in their boots when these people come.
On väga raputatud, kui nad tulevad.
So he splits up the sea.
Ja ta jagab mere pooleks.
And he makes a way.
Ja teeb läbi selle tee.
God is with you.
Jumal on sinuga.
And often he does exactly this.
Ja tihti ta teeb täpselt seda.
Maybe you feel like some lions are coming.
Võib-olla sa tunned ka, et mingi lõvi on tulemas tagant.
Maybe you feel like there's nowhere to turn.
Võib-olla sa tunned, et pole kuhugi pöörata.
Maybe you just have to keep going through this valley.
Võib-olla sa pead lihtsalt edasi otse ainult minema.
And the walls are so high you could never climb them.
Ja seinad sinu ümber on nii kõrged, et sa ei saa sealt üles ronida.
So you just need to keep going.
Siis sa pead lihtsalt edasi minema.
And believe me.
Ja usu mind.
There is no dead end with God.
Jumalaga ei ole ees tupikut.
There is no end of the line. You have failed. Die here.
Ei ole seda, et sa oled läbi kukkunud, sure nüüd siia.
You know, he always has a purpose.
Jumal on alati eesmärk.
And he wants to reveal more of himself.
Ja ta tahab endast järjest rohkem avaldada.
He wants to do the impossible in your life.
Ta tahab sinu elus võimatut korda saata.
And even if it feels like your enemy is catching up with you.
Kuigi sulle võib tunduda, et su vaenlane hakkab sind kätte saama.
There's no problem for him to protect you from behind as well.
Jumalal ei ole mingi probleem teda selle vaenlase eest kaitsta.
From your past.
Sinu mineviku eest.
From the things that are coming at you.
Nende asjade eest, mis tahavad sind kätte saada.
Whatever it is.
Mis iganes on.
Until he makes a way.
Kuni tema teeb tee.
He will protect you.
Kaitseb ta sind.
Wherever you are.
Kus iganes sa olad.
Because he is with you.
Sest ta on sinuga.
He wants to be with you.
Ta tahab olla sinuga.
Amen.
Amen.